Chazar Zechin Eshbech Yechaz Shagam Rabbi Yehudim Sechaz Baba Kamen Daf Yud Zakum Rabbi Reitz says in some ways an ox is more stringent than a bar, in some ways a bar is more stringent than an ox. An ox is more stringent if that it kills a person, the owner has to pay klefer. If it kills a slave, the owner has to pay thirish kolam. If it kills a person and was sentenced to stoning, becomes also to benefit from, and it's a movable mazik. None of these characteristics apply by bar. A bar is more stringent in that it stands ready to damage from its creation, and it's immediately a mood, both of which don't apply to an ox. The Reitz continues, an ox is more stringent than fire, and fire is more stringent than an ox. An ox is more stringent than fire, and that if it kills a person, has to pay klefer. If it kills a slave, has to pay thirish kolam. If it kills a person and was sentenced to stoning, becomes also to benefit from. And if it's given to a chayav shayt of a cotton to watch, and then does damage, the owner is chayav. None of these things apply to fire. Fire is more stringent in that it's a mood immediately, which is something that an ox does not have. Bryce continues, fire is more stringent than bar is more stringent than fire. Bar is more stringent in that it's ready to do damage from the time it's created, and it's given, if it's given to a chayav shayt of a cotton to watch, and then does damage, the owner is chayav. Neither of these things apply to fire. Fire is more stringent in that it's a movable mazik, and it's a mood to consume not only things that's fit for it, but even things that are not fit for it. Both of the things don't apply to bar. For the Akhtumar, why doesn't the first part of the Raisa also say that an ox is more stringent in the way that it's chai for breaking kalim, which is not true for bar? The Raisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one is chai for kalim that are broken in a bar. In fact, the Raisa can't be following Rabbi Yehuda, because the Raisa then says that fire is a mood to consume something that's fit for it, and even something that's not fit for it, which presumably refers to kalim. And the Raisa says that only fire is a mood for kalim and not bar. And for the Akhtumar, we must say that the Raisa follows Rabbanan, who say that the owner of the bar is not chai for kalim that broke in it. The reason it left this difference out in the first case is because it left out other differences as well. For example, it left out the case of damage done by the hidden items, which for fire is potter, but for other damages are chayiv. Another terrorist, we can even say the Braitha follows Rabbi Yehuda. However, when he says the fire is a mood for something not fit for it, he's referring to the damage done by a fire to a plowed field or to the blackening of stones by the fire. Rabbi Ashi asks, why doesn't the Braitha list the differences that the owner of an ox is chayiv if the ox damages an ox that was once designated as a carbon and then became possible, whereas the owner of a bar would not be chayiv for damage done such an ox? Now, if we say the Braitha follows Rabbanan, since they left out other differences like we said before, so they left out this one also. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what else was left out besides this one? If the Gemara, he left out the case of an ox that trampled on a plowed field, in which case the owner of the ox would be chayiv, but this doesn't apply to bar. The Gemara says it's not considered to be left out, really, because this case is covered by the difference stated in ox is a movable mazik. Therefore, it's difficult to say that the braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah said, braisa says, if I cause a portion of the damage, I'm obligated to pay for the entire damage as if I caused the entire damage. What's an example of this? If someone digs a bar of 9 tefachim deep and another person came and made it 10 tefachim deep, the second person is chayiv for any and all damage. Gemara says, it doesn't follow Rebbe and a braisa. The braisa says, if someone dug a bar that's 9 tefachim deep, the second person came and made it 10 tefachim, the second person is chayiv for any and all damage. Rebbe says, the second person is chayiv if an animal dies falling in. If an animal is only damaged, both people are chayiv. Rebbe said, the braisa can be said to follow as discussing a payment for the death of an animal, and therefore the braisa can even follow Rebbe Yehuda. Rabbi Zeri asks another example as well. The case where someone gave his ox to 5 people to watch, and one of them was negligent, and the ox did damage, where the halacha is that only that person's chayiv. Mar says that's not a good example, because what would the case be? If the ox cannot be guarded by that without this person's, obviously he's chayiv. If the case is that it could be watched without him, then why would he alone be chayiv? Rav Sheshi said the Brisa could say, Lechayra said another case as well. The case of a person who adds bundles of wood to a fire, and only the last person should be chayiv, because he made the fire go further. Mar says this is not a good example. What would the case be? If the fire could not have damaged without his added wood, then obviously he's chayiv. If the case is that it would anyway have damaged, then why is he alone chayiv? Rav Papa asked, the rule of the Braisa could be chayiv be applied to another case in a Braisa as well, where 5 people sit on a bench, nothing happens to the bench, and a heavy person comes along, sat on the bench as well, and then the bench broke. In that case, the heavy person is chayiv for the entire bench, even though he didn't cause the entire damage. Zemar says, no, that's not a good example. What would the case be? The bench would have broken, if the bench would not have broken without him, then it's obvious that he's chayiv. If it would have broken without him, then why is he chayiv? Zemar said, how are we then to understand the case of the Braisa with the 5 people on the bench? Zemar said, the case is without the last person on the bench, it would have broken in 2 hours. But with him it broke faster. The other people can say, we would have gotten up before it broke, but you came and made it break faster. That's why he is chayiv. Why can't the last person tell him, if not for you people, the bench would not have broken? So why is he chayiv alone? Mar says the case is that this last person was leaning on the other 5 people, preventing them from getting up. If that's the case, it's pashut that he's chayiv. Mar says the chiddush is that damage caused by his force is the equivalent of damage caused by his body. In fact, the rule of Raisa can be applied to another case of Raisa, where Yehuda ben Beseir said, if 10 people hit a man with a stick and they hit him one after another and the man died from the beating, only the last person is chayiv. We see that he did only part of the damage, yet he's chayiv for the entire damage. Mar said we don't give this case because we're not discussing a case involving death. Another answer is we don't mention this case because we don't list a case that follows the Das Yochid when it's being argued on by the Rabbanon. The Mishnah said, Chavti b'tashlumei nizgai. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah doesn't say, I am chayiv for the damage, rather says, I am chayiv for the complete payment of the damage. This suggests that the nizik keeps the carcass of the animal that was killed, and the mazik must pay the difference between the value of the carcass and the value of the live animal. The Mishnah is saying the same thing that was taught in the Braisa, that the words payment for the damage teach that the nizik have to deal with the nevela of the animal that was killed. How do we know this? Rami said we learn it from the words Yishalmena in the pasuk, which can be read as Yashlimena, which means you have to make it complete. Rav Kahana said we learn the drasha in the pasuk that says, Until the damage of the treifa, he has to pay, but he does not need to pay for the value of the treifa itself. Chichi said, we learn from the pasuk of Hamesi Yaloi, the carcass belongs to the nizik. How do we know that loy refers to the nizik? Abai explained, if it meant to the mazik, the pasuk should have simply said, shor tachas ashor. The reason the pasuk added Hamesi Yaloi must be that it's referring to the nizik. The Gemara says all these psukim are needed because the first pasuk refers to a person who damages an animal, which is not a common case. We would think that it's not common. That's why the nizik has to deal with the carcass. However, in the second pasuk regarding a treif, an animal attacked by another animal, we would say that since it's more common, the mazik maybe has to deal with the nevela. If we would only have the pasuk of treif, we would say in that case the nizik has to deal with the nevela because the damage happened without the owner's involvement. If we only have these two psukim, we would say that in the case of the third pasuk, which is a muid who intends to damage, maybe it's considered to be a more common and direct case, and therefore the nizik should not have to deal with the nevela. If we only had this last pasuk, we would say that in the other case where the person was negligent in his watching of the animal, the damage can be attributed to him, and that's why the mazik should have to deal with the carcass. That's why all psukim over here are needed. Rav Kahane asks Rav, why do we need the pasuk to teach that the nizik must deal with the nevela? We've learned that the mazik may give anything of value for the payment of the damage. He can simply give the nevela back to the nizik as part of his payment. So of course the nizik has to deal with the nevela. But I said the pasuk teaches that the nevela belongs to the nizik from the moment of death, and therefore if the nevela begins to depreciate in value, that loss is borne by the nizik. Maybe we can say that the concept of who must bear the loss of the depreciation of the carcass is actually a machlekes among Tanaim. Rabbi says the pasuk of im tarif yitarif yivyeu a teaches that the watchman must bring proof that this happened with an oinus, and he would then be potter. Abishol says this means that the watchman must immediately bring the carcass to Bezin so that they can assess the value. Maybe we can say that Abishol holds the depreciation of the carcass as a nizik's burden, and the Tanaim Kam holds this not. Where I said no, maybe they all agree that the nizik bears the burden of the loss. Machlekes maybe who is responsible to carry the nevela to Bezin. And in fact, the Bryce brings machlekes as to who must bring the nevela. One view is based on the pasuk of that the mazik who's bore damage an animal, and the pasuk says Kesef Yoshev Lebala Vihames, which we dash to mean that the owner of the bar must also lift the nevela out of the bar. The pasuk is needed for a case where the nevela has the same value in the bar and out of the bar, and not more outside the bar. The chiddush is that even in that case, the owner of the bar must remove it from the bar, even though he gains nothing by doing so.